Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter. I don't usually read from the King James Bible, but there's something about the cadence of Psalms in particular that just makes the King James translation feel right to a lot of people. I have the 23rd Psalm hanging over my bed this way. I have for almost my entire life. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. This is a familiar and beloved psalm that has brought comfort to countless people over thousands of years. And it was reassuring to find it as one of the lectionary readings for this week, because it's a reminder that many of us could use right now. It's a reminder that God is with us, and God is leading us. The snow may have only just melted, but God is already offering to lead us toward lush green pastures and still waters. There will be beautiful days ahead, even if today is not one of those days. God is with us, and God is leading us. In this time of panic, God is leading us to restoration and righteousness. Even now, we can do what is right if we can keep ourselves from falling into the temptation to be selfish. We can share what we can and take only what we need. There has never been a time in our lives when doing the right thing has looked like this. But right now, when you self-isolate and limit your interactions with other people, you are letting God lead you in paths of righteousness. When you keep your distance and wash your hands, you are letting God lead you in paths of righteousness. When you do your part to keep this virus at manageable levels, you are letting God lead you in paths of righteousness. When you stay home and watch Netflix instead of going out, you are literally doing the Lord's work. It's bizarre, but it's true. Right now, for those of us who aren't medical professionals or absolutely essential personnel, the paths of righteousness are leading us right back towards our bunny slippers. God is with us, and God is leading us. Yes, even though right now we might be overwhelmed by the shadows in this valley, God is with us and leading us through. Our story does not end in the shadows. Our story ends in the light. God is with us and God is leading us. Even in the presence of viruses and fear, God is still speaking to us and offering us nourishment in the wilderness. God is still inspiring researchers and medical suppliers and caregivers and educators to innovate in ways they never thought they would need to. God is still inspiring acts of kindness and creativity as we come up with new ways to foster community. God's love for the world is still overflowing. No matter how lonely or isolated or scared we feel, God is with us, and God is leading us. God's mercy and goodness will always surround us, forever and ever, until the end of time.